right. EJ Phillips is ready here at the Q's Directors Conference. How are you, EJ?
I'm just fine, Mike. And yourself?
I'm doing well. What credit union are you with?
I'm with the AgFed Credit Union in Washington, D.C.
Okay, very cool. I've heard a lot about that credit union. You guys are doing some good stuff. Well done.
We'd like to do even better, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here at the conference. There's some world-class people here, and I go to sessions and try to learn as much as I can to try to bring it back to the board, as well as network with some of the larger, some of the same size, some of the smaller credit unions in the United States.
So what do you want to learn here? Is there anything specific that you're looking for, or is it kind of covers the gamut of like security, fraud, online, mobile, all this type of stuff?
I'd like to get into governance lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I think we could hit the ground running a little bit faster with some of the things that we could do in terms of governance,
mm-hmm.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of experts here in terms of governance, mm-hmm. so I'd like to grab some things from here and maybe in some of our planning sessions bring some of these people there so that we can get up to speed in terms of the things that we need to do for governance so that we could be the best that we can to be in support of our top management at the credit union.
You have any examples of like what anything specific that in that area that you are?
Well, term limits,
okay.
In terms of governance.
Yeah.
What should board members do? What should top board members do in terms of the in terms of the credit union, those
okay.
types of things.
Okay. Are you here for, like, do you have any succession planning or anything like that, or
exactly
benefits
right.
for executives?
Succession planning also. Not much in terms of benefits. We're trying to finish a contract right now, so that's going to be on hold for a little bit, although we could do a lot more in terms of understanding benefits, you know, for our top executive.
And so, what challenges keep you awake at night when you're kind of dealing with your credit union and you're trying to set a nice guide for them, a nice path for 2017, for instance? I mean, especially with the changing of the guard and the government and all that type of stuff. What type of stuff are you guys addressing right now?
Well, strategic planning, you know, is an important part of all, you know, planning sessions and that sort of thing. And one of my frustrations is that the board doesn't move as fast as I think that they should move. And I think if we all, let's say, came to the conference and all, you know, sat at the same sessions and that sort of thing, I think it would be an easier goal to include some of the things like succession planning and what are the next steps in terms of the board and putting that strategic plan together and next year what we're going to do, pick off the plan and that sort of thing.
So coming here kind of helps you accomplish that goal, I guess. I mean, networking with different people, going to the different sessions, that type of stuff.
Right. And remember, it's the best of the best.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the people that are here, the volunteers that are coming, as well as the presenters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right. Anything else to wrap up? Anything looking forward to in 2017? Or
just another great year that could be greater in terms of my input in terms of it as a director.
So, okay. Very cool. Well, thank you very much, EJ. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Well
Thanks,
done.
Mike. Okay.
EJ.